Flanagan.
Here, Sergeant.
Jill Corey.
Here, Sergeant.
All present and accounted for, so let's go to town. Sergeant Jim Collins and my buddies here in the Armory, your neighbors in the National Guard, hope you'll enjoy yourselves listening to our National Guard Band of the Month, Ralph Flanagan and his orchestra.
I suggest everybody move back from the bandstand just a little, because when those horns start to blow, there's quite a breeze.
Ralph seems to promise a lot of sound and fury. So the tenderness and romance will be supplied by the sweetheart of the National Guard, our singing star of the month, Jill Corey. What's the good word this week, Jill?
Love.
Well, I couldn't think of a better one. We'll take up love in a few minutes. Right now, the Flanagan Band will provide a tune that's been a big hit through 1,001 nighters. Hot Toddy. Our Mr. Flanagan certainly taps out a pretty tempo with his band, doesn't he, Jill?
It's the kind of music that makes you feel young again.
Say now, guardsmen aren't as old as all that.
Confidentially, Sergeant, neither am I. To tell the truth, I've noticed a lot of really young-looking fellas here in the Armory. Fellows 17, 18, 19.
Well, that's not surprising, because fellows 17 to 18 and a half in high school, college, or holding down their first real job have found that serving in their local National Guard unit is the ideal way to fulfill a military obligation. You see, the local unit of the National Guard trains you right in your own hometown. That means you can normally fulfill your military requirement with really a minimum of interruption to your job or your educational plans. What's more, in the Guard, you get pay and retirement benefits that really mount up. And under the new Reserve Forces Act, you can conveniently arrange your 6 months of active duty with a minimum of interference to your career or school plans. There are lots of opportunities in the National Guard, so find out all about them at your local National Guard Armory. You'll agree. You get a good deal in the Guard.
You mean I ought to join the National Guard, Sarge?
Well, you're practically in, Jill. You're the sweetheart of the Guard. I was talking to fellas 17 to 18 and a half. Besides, you're going to sing about love in 2 installments starting as of now.
What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. like being in love, smiling face for the whole human race, and it's almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be just like a bell that is ringing for me. When the bells start to peal, I could swear I was falling, would swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love.
Sarge, when I hear the Corey girl sing and realize that she's the sweetheart of the National Guard, I really know what you mean when you say you get a good deal in the Guard.
That's not the only time you realize it, I hope, Ralph.
Well, as a matter of fact, no, it isn't. You know, every time I come here to the Armory, I get talking to your buddies in that blue suit. You know, the Air National Guard boilers. And I realize what a good deal they get in the Guard. Why, a lot of them learn to fly in the Air Guard. Say, I'm not boring you, am I?
Oh, not at all. Go right ahead, Ralph.
Well, you know, I'm really hopped up about this flying business. Look, take a guy who's yearning for a flying career. If he's between 19 and 26 and a half, a high school graduate, not married, and physically fit, a local Air National Guard unit offers him the best flying training in the world. Aviation cadet training at regular Air Force schools. They train with jets, radar, and the newest equipment the Air Age has to offer. And then they go back to their hometowns and fly with the local Air National Guard unit. And let me tell you... Oh, wait a minute. You wanted to tell fellas to get into the Guard, didn't you, Sergeant?
Don't worry about it, Ralph. Is there something else you had on your mind?
Well, just that every single guy between 17 and 26 and a half wants to fly, better ask about aviation cadet training at the nearest Air National Guard headquarters. You get a good deal in the Guard.
Ralph Flanagan salutes National Guard units in Florida and Missouri with a pair of tunes from his latest album. the Flanagan theme sinks slowly in the west, we reluctantly take our leave of our National Guard Band of the Month and our sweetheart of the National Guard, our singing star of the month, Jill Corey. Watch for her on the new National Guard TV show coming your way soon.
No, me, Sarge. Anytime you would like me to sing for the Guard, I'm ready.
Well, the Flanagan Band is always ready to fit an evening or two in the armory into our 1,001-nighter schedule, too, Sergeant.
A deep bow to both of you for the slick music and wonderful singing. Starting next week here in the armory, our National Guard Band of the Month will be Hal McIntyre and his orchestra, our Stars of the Month, Les Paul and Mary Ford. How about planning to join us? This is Sergeant Jim Collins on behalf of my buddies, your friends and neighbors in the National Guard, who keep America strong by keeping their guard up.
The National Guard is ready on the land and in the air. The National Guard is ready to defend you everywhere.
This is Sergeant Jim Collins suggesting you listen now for news of your local National Guard unit.
The